Over the past 5 years, North Carolina Treasurer Janet Cowell has been undertaking what she calls an experiment with the state's public pension system. It involves moving some $20 billion of retiree money away from traditional stocks and bonds and into complex investments broadly referred to as alternatives. Over the next 2 days, we'll be examining North Carolina's experiment with alternative investments, the returns, the risks, and claims involving conflicts of interest and campaign cash. WFAE's Money and Influence reporter Tom Bullock has our first report.
Opponents of alternative investments say they are nothing more than a sham which siphons money from retirees and ships it off to Wall Street. Before we get to both sides of the argument, we need to start with some background. For decades, plain vanilla stocks and bonds were the workhorses of North Carolina's pension system. They helped turn it into a $90 billion behemoth, up 50% over the last 5 years. It's now one of the largest pensions in the country, says Shore Johnson, the treasurer's spokesman.
The pension fund is solid. It's one of the best in the country. Other states and places like Detroit that are having pension problems, those are not problems we're having in North Carolina, nor will we have those problems in North Carolina if we continue our conservative investment management.
That conservative strategy is changing. To understand why, we need to go back to January of 2009, when Janet Cowell became North Carolina's treasurer. World financial markets were on the brink of collapse, and North Carolina's pension was taking a big hit. As Cowell told Charlotte Talks earlier this year,
my first press conference as state treasurer was to announce the $20 billion loss when the stock market plummeted, which is a great way to start a new job.
The news was bad, but it could have been worse. North Carolina's pension had invested in bonds much more heavily than other pensions, and that helped offset some losses. Still, Cowell, a Democrat, was left looking at a $20 billion hole in the state's pension system. Over time, it could threaten the pension's ability to pay retirees, which could require North Carolina taxpayers to bail out the system. Cowell needed something that could fill that hole and fast. Wall Street firms said they had just the thing. Alternative investments. And Wall Street needed something too. Millions in additional fees they'd earn from managing those new investments, says Artis Watkins, the legislative director for the State Employees Association of North Carolina.
There's $3 trillion nationwide in public pension assets. Wall Street's got their sights set on them because it's the last huge pool of money.
Here's how alternative investments work. Rather than investing in those plain vanilla stocks and bonds, you invest pension money in hedge funds, private equity, buy up distressed real estate, distressed corporate debt, venture capital, commodities, and even loan money to companies and industries that can't get financing on the open market. It's clear Treasurer Cowell liked what Wall Street was selling. She declined to be interviewed for this series, but as she said on Charlotte Talks earlier this year, she started moving pension money around.
Now, because of the low interest rates, we are diversifying. So we're trying to put more money into real estate. We've done credit investments, private equity investments, as well as the stock market. But just really trying to have a global and diversified portfolio.
That slow diversification actually happened rather quickly. When Treasurer Cowell took office, the state's pension system had just 5% of its money in alternatives. Today, it stands at 22.75%, according to the treasurer's office. That number can go even higher. Last year, the General Assembly signed off on that number shooting up to 34%. Alternatives are complex investments to manage, and they come with two major strings attached. The first, extremely high fees. In a 2010 interview with WRAL-TV, Treasurer Cowell said those fees better be worth it.
We'll be looking for, if we're paying higher fees for investments, they better be performing and giving us a higher rate of return. Otherwise, it's a failed experiment.
The second string attached to alternative investments, where and how these fund managers invest would be designated a trade secret and kept from public examination indefinitely. Treasurer spokesman Shore Johnson says not only is that legal.
Well, for many years, North Carolina law has allowed outside organizations to designate things as confidential and proprietary trade secrets.
It's also the cost of doing business in order for the pension to grow.
We want to get the best deals and we want to make the best investments. And those things they can designate and they make that designation as confidential and proprietary.
That's an argument Artis Watkins of the State Employees Association is tired of hearing.
They like to say two things over at the Treasurer's Office. They like to say, well, it's the industry standard. We give you what most people will give the public when they ask for the records. And you know what? In most cases, that's true. Because the industry standard was created by the industry.
Her group wanted to know more, so it launched a public records request campaign that resulted in thousands of pages of emails and other documents. And they paid this man $65,000 to do a deep dig into the North Carolina pension system.
My name is Edward Siddell. I'm president of Benchmark Financial Services, an expert in forensic investigations of pensions. I've investigated over $1 trillion in pension assets.
He's also a former investigator with the Securities and Exchange Commission. His report is scathing, at times outright accusing Treasurer Cowell of breaking multiple state laws, including trading public pension funds to money managers in exchange for campaign donations.
Alternative investments lack any meaningful transparency, and as a result, investments made in the shadows can involve various conflicts of interest, self-dealing, violations of the law.
That's something we'll examine in part two of this series. But at the heart of Seidel's findings are this, read here by a member of the WFAE staff.
The profound lack of transparency related to these risky so-called alternative investments provides investment managers ample opportunities to charge excessive fees, carry out transactions on behalf of the pension on unfavorable terms, misuse assets, or even steal them outright.
In questioning excessive fees, Seidel is in good company. Earlier this year, the SEC completed an investigation of the fees some 400 private equity funds charged their clients. Private equity is considered an alternative investment. America's top financial cops found more than 50% of the funds charged unjustified fees to their clients that, in some cases, may amount to fraud. As to the misuse or theft of assets, we asked Seidel to elaborate.
We literally don't know where this money is. If anyone can tell you with certainty, then I would say that, you know, get them to guarantee dollar for dollar that money's there. Get them to guarantee the money's there, because I can't tell you it's there.
And while he can't tell you where the money is, he's pretty sure he knows how much in fees the state pension is paying out.
According to the figures that the treasurer has disclosed to the public, the fees in North Carolina have skyrocketed 1,000% over the last 10 years.
To get that number, Seidel sifted through the treasurer's annual reports, the most recent of which is for the 2012-2013 fiscal year. The annual report is the only place you'll find information on how much the state pension system pays outside firms to manage their money. In 2013, $322 million of fees went to alternative investment fund managers. Even though they controlled around 20% of the pension, they reaped 77% of all of the fees the pension system paid for the entire year. And Seidel believes
the fees that are disclosed are the tip of the iceberg fees. And the fees that aren't disclosed are significantly greater.
Take what's known as a fund of funds, for example. It's a complicated arrangement where one fund manager subcontracts the investing to others. Here's a hypothetical example of how that works. Hypothetical because the actual fees are designated a trade secret. So here we're using the low-end industry standard. Say the pension invests $100 with a firm. The firm takes 1% of that principal outright as its fee, and it ships the rest, $99, off to three other firms to invest. Those subcontracted firms also take 1% of what they're given as an outright fee. So before any of that $100 is invested, it's already paid out almost $2 in fees. Now, it may not sound like much, but that's $2 every year. That adds up fast. Plus, remember, we're not talking about $100 here. We're really talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. And at each step, the firms also take a percentage of any profits they make. Shore Johnson of the Treasurer's Office acknowledges these additional fees paid to subcontractors aren't reported by the state.
The pension fund publishes all fees that are paid directly by the pension fund, but the fees to fund the funds are not directly paid by the pension fund, and so they are not currently something that we publish in our fee schedule.
Seidel believes these hidden fees may be twice what the state is reporting. The treasurer's office sees Seidel's overall findings as deeply flawed.
The report itself is simply wrong, and the treasurer's office put out a 25 to 30 page document detailing with lots of footnotes exactly why it is wrong.
That document says all pension funds are accounted for, though they gave few details. Time and again, it said the pension system is sound and performing well. The treasurer's office also attacked the messenger, effectively accusing Seidel of plagiarizing himself. An appendix to their response shows 10 passages in the North Carolina report that are almost word-for-word copies of Seidel's investigation of the Rhode Island pension system, which is also moving heavily into alternative investments. And the treasurer's response points out the fees the pension pays amount to just half of 1% of the overall value of the fund, a total of $416 million. Those fees would be tolerable if, as Treasurer Cowell put it, they lead to higher returns. The latest numbers show they're not. Last week, the treasurer released the full fiscal year returns for the pension system. Overall, the pension returned 15.88% for the year. But last year was a particularly strong bull market, says Richard Warr, professor of finance at North Carolina State.
Everybody made money last year. The question then is, what should it have done that year?
According to Wilshire Tux, one of the leading surveys of public pension returns, North Carolina's pension brought in 1.5% less than its peers. That translates roughly to $1.2 billion in lost revenue. Alternatives returned 17.4%, which is nothing to sneeze at. But the treasurer's own benchmark shows alternative investments underperformed by 1.5% as well. And over the last 10 years, according to the treasurer's own numbers, alternatives returned 6.7%, just 0.3% higher than bonds. In a sign that others are souring on alternative investments, the California Public Employees Retirement System, the nation's largest public pension, is considering cutting its investment in alternatives by as much as 50%. They were one of the first to invest in alternatives. And the Wall Street Journal reports, after going through 22 years of fees and returns, CalPERS is questioning if alternatives are worth it. Tomorrow, we'll examine the claims of conflicts of interest and campaign cash tied to alternative investments. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.